This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. And you know, you can go one of two ways with the gun debate in this country. You can go passionate, the way New York Governor Andrew Cuomo did in proposing an assault weapons ban in his State of the State speech earlier today.
It's simple. No one hunts with an assault rifle. No one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer.
Or you can go low-key and bureaucratic, as Vice President Joe Biden did in a meeting with gun control advocates also today.
And as the president said, if our actions result in only saving one life, they're worth taking. But I'm convinced we can affect the well-being of millions of Americans and take thousands of people out of harm's way.
Recommendations from the vice president's gun violence working group are due, as you might remember, on the president's desk by the end of this month. Tomorrow, Mr. Biden hears from industry on the topic. The focus is on gun control policy. But Marketplace's David Gura reports even the gun business gets plenty political.
Richard Feldman accepted the vice president's invitation. He'll have a seat at the table. He heads the Independent Firearm Owners Association, and Feldman hopes the debate will be different this time around.
If we want to have this national collective food fight that we usually engage in with sloganeering and bumper stickers on both sides, then nothing serious is going to come of it.
But Adam Winkler, a law professor at UCLA, says other groups weren't as enthusiastic about being invited.
I think it can be delicate politics. I think the reason why the NRA is generally reluctant to engage with the Obama administration is because they don't want to be the ones who are viewed to be responsible for the problem.
And that's a concern some businesses share. Paul Argenti teaches corporate communications at the Tuck School of Business at Dartmouth. He says that if you accept an offer like this one to talk about the problem of gun violence, that says something.
I think it does place some responsibility on your shoulders, and you're admitting to something.
Walmart is the world's biggest retailer, and it sells a lot of guns and ammunition. Its executives didn't exactly hightail it from Bentonville, Arkansas to Washington. First, there were scheduling conflicts. Then, in a statement, a Walmart spokesman said the company underestimated the expectation to attend the meeting. Paul Argenti at the Tuck School calls that bogus.
I mean, when the vice president or president calls, I think you can be more flexible in terms of your schedule.
Walmart moved some things around. The company's spokesman says it's sending an appropriate representative to participate tomorrow. In Washington, I'm David Gura for Marketplace.